Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And thanks for joining us for this holiday edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is December 15th, 2015. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 622. On today's show, we'll find out what's happening on the other side of the pond, so to speak, and learn five things you can do to start your new year off with a huge bang. We'll move forward into a more prosperous 2016, celebrate one seller's successful full-time year on eBay, and hear the confessions of an OCD thrifter. We'll also take your calls, but first, here's the eBay radio news brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Saint, The Force, and Poles all feature in today's eBay radio news for December 15th, 2015. I'm Lee. On Thursday, we mentioned that big Sotheby's / eBay auction for Star Wars merchandise. Together, they made over $500,000.
Wow.
In fact, they sold everything. Every single thing.
That's unusual.
I know. Just days before the release of Star Wars The Force Awakens, the seventh movie in the world's biggest film franchise, all the items in the auction came from the private collection of a Japanese designer and creative entrepreneur named Nigo, who started collecting toys and figures decades ago at just 6 years old. They went for a combined total of $505,202. Not bad for
a six-year-old
kid who started a collection.
It can buy you a very small house in San Jose.
Yes, very small.
Very.
Or it will allow you and a bunch of your friends to go see the Star Wars movie, which I guess is coming out Friday.
The 18th, yeah.
Friday, I guess. The 18th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Friday.
That's all anyone's talking about, babe.
Well, actor Harry Morgan passed away.
No, he passed away in 2011, babe.
Do I have the wrong news story here?
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry, everyone. Take that out immediately. Don't know how it got in there. Sorry about that.
It was on Facebook. Somebody had...
Sorry about that. Okay. Tonight is the final Republican debate for 2015. And if the Republican primary was decided by listings on eBay today, this is just for the Republican debate. Donald Trump, 2016, wins with 9,022 listings. Ben Carson is second with 2,345 listings. Ted Cruz comes in third, 2,130. Then Jeb Bush with 1,904. Marco Rubio, 1,514. Carly Fiorina has 1,262. And Chris Christie, 998 listings. I just took the top five or six of them. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, 2016, is ahead with 8,784 listings. Now, mind you, I only put in Hillary Clinton, 2016. In fact, all of these, Griff, I put their names and 2016.
Yes,
after it, okay?
And?
Bernie Sanders is second with 4,959 listings. And Martin O'Malley comes in third with 190 listings. And that's our eBay radio straw poll based strictly on eBay listings, the number of eBay listings up. So, Griff, I have an item number I'd like you to look at in the news here.
Yes, hold on. I'll go right to it.
Okay. It is 1418-4731-2075. That's 1418-4731-2075.
Well, let's take a look-see, shall
All
we?
All right. Yes, Kim Kardashian, you'd look beautiful in that. Kim Kardashian has just listed hundreds of maternity clothes on eBay, including some coats she wore while she was pregnant, big coats. Kim gave birth to her second child with Kanye. She named the child Saint West, brother to their firstborn, Northwest. I found things like a short-sleeve Prada Spring 2013 maternity dress Kim wore earlier this year while out in New York City. There's also a short Prada dress. Another covetable garment from Kim's wardrobe is a gray overcoat featuring a real fur collar, which unsurprisingly has amassed over $4,050. But the one that I'm sending you to, 1418-4731-2075. Are you there, Griff?
I am.
Is that gorgeous or what? But you wouldn't wear real fur, would you?
Never.
No. This is a chinchilla. It's got the KK monogram in it. Long coat, no size to it. But I thought it would be fun later on in the show to maybe dish this listing. And there are a couple of reasons for it. So hold on to that item number. Look it over, and later on in the show, we're going to be dishing Kim's listing. Normally, we don't dish listings for people who don't ask us to, but she's famous, so I can get away with it.
Okay.
That's eBay Radio News for December 15th, 2015, brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grift.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research, to increase your online sales. So what's this about the archives?
Well, we've gotten the... Remember I told you that we were in the process, and we're going to be working on it in January and February as well. But we were in the process of changing from using the Drupal platform to using the WordPress platform. It's been done. I just didn't want anybody to freak out when they went there to think they were on the wrong site or something.
Oh.
It looks sort of like the other one, but it just kind of brings us up to date a little bit, and we'll be making more changes as we go along.
I got to see it.
Okay.
I want to see it.
Go.
I'm going to go to the page, right?
Yes. Okay. You can either go to ebayradio.com and click on archives, or you can go to voicemarketingradio.com.
And what do you do on voicemarketingradio.com?
You should just see the new site.
It doesn't look any different than the old site.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got
it up. The one with the mauve background?
No, honey. You're on Voice Marketing, not Voice Marketing Radio.
Oh, I didn't know that was a separate URL.
Yeah, when you go to ebayradio.com.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Oh, very nice. Very, very up to date.
It's a little more up to date than the other one was.
Very clean.
Yes.
So can I search the archives by tags or keywords? Is that?
Well, sure. If you go to search and put in shipping, for instance. Just go to search and put in shipping.
Oh, look at...
see what comes up? Okay, did you go to search up at the top?
I did, but there's no... What I'm seeing is...
543 search results for shipping. And then you can click on each of the... You can click on each of them.
But this isn't... But I'm not getting archives. I'm getting, like, eBay pages. Yeah, these links aren't... They're not linking back to the archives. I was wondering if the archives...
Well, I'm so glad that you found that, because last night they were.
Yeah, it's not linking right.
Okay, thank you for finding that for us.
Work
so
in progress.
A search, it's not... So when we do search, it's not linking.
It's searching... It looks like it's searching a bunch of stuff, but not the archives. So if I come here and I want to search the... Oh, search archives by show topic. Let's see, that's another search box. That's not on the top of the page. If I do that one, no, I'm still getting a bunch of.
Thank you so much. Our webmaster will come to this immediately.
Yeah, I'm. If I go down to the bottom of the page, the first things that are showing up are not. They're not archives. They're links back to eBay.
Okay.
If I go to something where it says /features, those then go to the archives. So just something to think about.
Not something to think about. It's something to immediately fix.
Well, thank you.
And we're asking you, any of you listening today, to please, if you find a glitch, let us know. Because right now it's just moving it from Drupal to WordPress, and then we're going to start on the real changes in it. You know, change it around a lot. But all of these features have to work. So I apologize for that. We're on top of it. Right, even as we speak, I've just sent email. Okay?
Yes.
So it's going to take a few days probably to get it all worked out. We just switched it over yesterday, so it's going to take a little bit, I guess. So you've got a birthday to celebrate this week in your house.
Yes, I do.
And one way you can always remember Howie's birthday on the 19th is that mine's the next day on the 20th.
Oh, the pressure's on. Yes, that's one way to do it.
I know for me, that's how I remember it.
You remember Howie's that way?
Of course I do, the 19th.
I just know there's a birthday sometime, so I'm always prepared for it. And I go, oh, yes, I didn't forget. Here you go.
Here you are.
Yeah, I already got him a birthday gift.
Oh,
I bought it on eBay.
What'd you get?
I found a poster from the musical Hamilton that's been signed by the entire cast plus...
I thought you were going to say it was signed by everybody who signed the Constitution, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. We drug him out of the grave and said, signed by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Miranda Manuel.
He will love that.
Yeah, he already did. I gave it to him last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
he seemed excited.
And you bought it on eBay?
Of course I bought it on eBay.
That is so cool.
What do you think, I went to New York?
Well, every now and then, you know. Every now and then you can't find something you're looking for on eBay. It's only one in 27 million things.
Well, here's how that works. Okay. If I can't find it on eBay, I don't need it.
Uh-huh.
That's my T-shirt.
That's your criteria.
If you can't find it on eBay, you can live without it.
Yes. You very well could. Well, we have a good show coming up today.
Oh, good.
And I believe you told us about it at the beginning. We're going to have on some interesting people today. We're going to learn a lot today. We're going to talk about the holiday. And what do you do? Are you still listing right now? Oh, I forgot to send you our bad pictures.
You didn't.
I forgot to send you our perfume bottle pictures.
Yeah, you didn't.
Mm, darn. Are you going to be listing?
I hope so. Yeah, I've got something ready to go. I'm doing an experiment, and it's a little risky, but I'm kind of waiting to the last moment to put up some hot items with guaranteed overnight shipping.
Oh my! Right.
To see.
See how that works. Is there a way we can find guaranteed overnight shipping?
Well, you know,
you just have to want the thing, and then yeah,
exactly.
Okay, got it.
I mean, I don't. There's no guarantees in life, but, you know, overnight shipping through a proper carrier. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak. Up next, what's happening across the pond here on eBay Radio.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool, tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale compliments of Stamps.com.
an eBay Radio holiday factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. The word Christmas is Old English, a contraction of Christ's Mass. The first president to decorate the White House with a Christmas tree in the U.S. was Franklin Pierce. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.